This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's officially wildfire season in California, where currently the most troublesome fire is one that exploded overnight in the northernmost section of Los Angeles. L.A. Fire Department Deputy Chief Al Poyer says...
The wind got behind it. It was a wind-driven fire. We added a bunch of resources to it to try and get a hold of it, but obviously the weather and the fuels have allowed it to expand.
Nearly 5,000 acres currently burning, and it's 0% contained, with nearly 2,000 homes affected by evacuation orders. Police in England say a man went on a stabbing spree at a shopping center today, injuring at least 4 people. That suspect's in custody after the attack in Manchester. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If you believe in polls, which after the 2016 election, many Americans do not have faith in, the latest Fox News survey finds Joe Biden leading the pack of Democrats at 32%, Elizabeth Warren in second place with 22%, and Bernie Sanders trailing in third place at 17%. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders back in action, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with that part of the story.
Getting back to work, feel good.
In his first sit-down interview since having a heart attack last week, Bernie Sanders said he was feeling a lot better, and he defended his campaign's decision not to release information about the heart attack right away.
First thing that we're trying to do is understand what's going on and not run to the New York Times and have to report every 15 minutes. You know, it's not a baseball game.
Sanders also says he misspoke when he told reporters last week that he didn't think he would be able to continue with several rallies and meetings a day. He says he expects to get back into the groove of a very vigorous campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
A senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is leaving his post. Michael McKinley is a career diplomat. He has served as ambassador to Peru, Colombia, Afghanistan, and Brazil. But now the Washington Post says he's resigned as the State Department is dealing with low morale from what's being judged as Secretary Mike Pompeo's lack of support for officials who are now caught up in the Ukraine controversy. Pompeo, though, continues to defend President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, including the July phone call with its leader that's now at the center of the impeachment inquiry.
I was on the call. I listened to it. It was consistent with what President Trump has been trying to do to take corruption out. I found that to be wholly appropriate to try and get another country to stop being corrupt.
Pompeo was speaking to PBS NewsHour. The National Weather Service is saying that a potentially historic October winter-like storm could bring lots of snow as well as record cold to parts of 10 states across the northern plains and northern Rockies today. Forecasters say the Dakotas could see crippling blizzard conditions over the upcoming weekend. And a new report says Kevin Hart's car crash last September in California was caused by reckless driving. Hart wasn't behind the wheel, though. He was a passenger in that 1970 Plymouth Barracuda. He was also seriously injured and had to undergo back surgery. But the comedian's expected to make a full recovery. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. We've got Jerome Corsi coming on in just a moment. Lots to talk about with him. He remains silent no more after all that he has endured. If you'll remember, it was Jerome Corsi early on that cited. In fact, I had to pause for a moment when he flat out declared, he said, Bill, this is a coup, what happened to Donald Trump. And I know for many of you, you go, whoa, wait a minute. Have we really gone that far? Yes, now we know, haven't we, that what was perpetrated on the president. And we say the president, but really it's we the people, 63 million voters. What has been thrust upon us, brought to you by the progressive left, you know, the Democratic Party, clearly, they've been relentless in their pursuit of impeachment of Donald Trump. And what does it cost us? I mean, it's almost like you want to reclaim some of that time that they have stolen from the people, from, you know, the governance of our country and the positive effects that Trump policies have had in our country. You imagine, again, as I maintain, if we had a little bit of cooperation, what would our GDP look like? You know, all these pending trade negotiations would be resolved. I mean, USMCA is already resolved. They just need, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to approve it, send it to the Senate, and boom, you know, that's done. Japan's already indicated, look, they're more than willing to square away any kind of trade deficiencies and ready to go. That's all but sealed and almost delivered, again, being held up by the Democrats. We've got European partners that are saying, okay, it definitely makes things a lot easier. A lot easier if we can, you know, button those trade agreements down, because imagine what kind of just natural pressure that would put in China. China would realize that, they've got to come into the fold. I mean, look at they came into the World Trade Organization, which, of course, many had said that's dubious at best. China has really never given any indication. We just hope as an international body that China would cooperate because of the massive amounts of humanity out there. And, of course, we see what's happening now. The NBA has gotten chastised, even fans of the NBA, because of free speech, because of what's going on in Hong Kong, free Hong Kong. And China doesn't like anybody from the outside. They're not used to anybody, you know, commenting, having any kind of free speech about the way in which they govern. And, of course, they made that real clear. So in light of their, current activity and choices that they've made, what do you think the likelihood is that China is going to is going to meet us halfway. I mean, we're all very hopeful, and I think President Trump maintains, you know, hope. He believes that he has a good relationship with President Xi. But relationships can only go so far, especially when your ideology and your vision is such that, you know, China wants to be the king. That's it. I mean, China wants to be on top of the heap. And Donald Trump is the one who is in his way. Donald Trump and 63 million voters and counting who say, look, it, we need to get this squared away. And along with, I got to tell you, I've got to hand it to the farmers. I got to hand it to those industries that have been taking a bullet on behalf of the country, because this has been something that has been, you know, going on way too long. People have complained about it, about the release and, stolen intellectual property that's taken place, the way they've hijacked our businesses and that sort of thing. I mean, they've leveraged it. And, you know, I guess the international community and other businesses have to decide, can they live without China? Is, you know, the potential marketplace, is the cost of doing business with China just, you know, prohibitive? Is it too much of a pain that if you know that you're going to dance with the devil, you are going to live in the devil's lair and get all the benefits or hindrances thereof? And this is what, you know, these are the stories that abound from American companies who have participated. And Donald Trump sees this economically. I mean, he's seen this clearly as a businessman, that China has been allowed to rip us off. And we've just continued to roll over and take it. But Donald Trump has taken a stand. And I believe we, the people, are with Donald Trump on this and understanding that, look at, It may come down to creating some new markets and realizing that no matter what, you know, China is not going to go along. You know, regardless of how many sticks and carrots that you put out there, particularly carrots, I think, you know, Donald Trump is out to try to, and much the same with Kim Jong-un, is say, look at what, think about the possibilities. Think about how good it could be. Well, that realm of possibility for Kim Jong-un and for President Xi, it just doesn't match up. It's the wrong gospel, wrong church. Because, you know, you think about it. I mean, they're used to telling their people what to do, how to do it. I mean, it's a communist country. Face it. And kind of interesting that, you know, our young people, they say the numbers are, I mean, I say because, you know, the numbers have been a bit dubious. But, hey, let's just take their numbers. 51% of those graduating from school. These young people have been indoctrinated into believing that socialism is the way to go. Well, socialism is taking you down the yellow brick road to communism. You see what's happening in China. Somehow you think you're going to stop this? I mean, the inertia of that kind of influence and movement in the government, boy, it puts you on a trajectory. I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, you look at these Norwegian countries and you say, oh, well, look at them, use them for example. Well, they were able to get out of it. They did make a run in that direction and realize, no, bad move. we better do something. It's unsustainable. You know, even though we don't have to outfit a military and other things, we can put our money in different areas, which they do. And you want to use them as a comparative. You know, look at it's. You only have so much money to go around. We're already $23 trillion in debt, and we're inefficient already and ineffective. And this is what Trump is trying to bring to the discussion here. People see this. I mean, you know, Main Streeters and everyday citizens of the country look at this and go, "How can you? You know, this is just not the way to run things. It's just common sense." You know, as we've been talking about. Thank you very much, Robert Curry, for reminding us that we need to reclaim, you know, common sense. Great book, by the way, and I highly recommend it. You need to get your hands on it. It'll inspire you and encourage you because you go, oh, that's, of course, that's what's been missing. Common sense, you know, with all this stuff that's going on. And, of course, the Democrats continue to throw things at us to knock us off guard so that common sense is out the window, that we really can't talk about that. Because if we do, you know, then you realize just how uncommon the sense that they're applying. You know, it really turns into nonsense. That's really what it comes down to. You know, with all this crazy bickering and the things that are brought up and the impeachment chase, the Mueller chase. I mean, it's all nonsense. Okay? But there's no doubt, as we talked with Bill Federer the other day, is that, you know, the Democrats are projecting on remind the Republicans of everything that they themselves are actually guilty of. When you look at all this, and then you ask the question with all the Biden-Hunter complication and the stuff that happened in the Ukraine, and you say, well, where's Barack Obama? I mean, wasn't he president at the time? What was going on? Why did he allow his Secretary of State and his Vice President, along with John Kerry as well and others, how did he allow them to rip us off, to utilize their position for their own personal gain?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that works. I trust your taste in the difference. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are. Great to have you along with us here at Bill Martinez. Jerome Corsi. Yes, Dr. Corsi is in the house. He is silent no more. From Russia to Mueller, Ukraine and Biden, the American author and political commentator, discusses the relentlessness of the deep state and the shadow government of unelected bureaucrats. Dr. Corsi, they're just not about to let up. I mean, look at Al Green, the Democratic Texas congressman, made it clear. The Democrats, by and large, have no faith in their candidates that they have to offer. They believe that they cannot beat Donald Trump if it goes to the we, the people, and it goes to the ballot box. They say that their only exit is to impeach this president.
Well, the problem is, I think, Bill, the American people are not with the Democratic Party. This Democratic Party has gone completely socialist or communist. I did an e-book and a podcast on Amazon. Dr. Corsi investigates why the Democratic Party has gone communist. Mm-hmm. But it has. And I think the Democrats know that there's no way the American people are going to vote for Elizabeth Warren. Even now, Joe Biden, I think, is a very damaged client. This whole Ukraine. They just basically called an artillery shot on their own position by exposing Biden's corruption and bringing it front and center. The Biden corruption is massive.
Right.
And by the way, President Trump did not need Ukraine to help research Joe Biden. About 5 minutes on any search engine, you'll find tons of Biden corruption going back to 1972 when he was elected to the Senate and he got a $500,000 loan for his brother to open up a bar and that went bankrupt, and then he got another loan for him when he was on the banking committee. I mean, Biden's been doing these kind of favors for his family since 1972.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Peter Schweitzer, 2.5 years ago in Secret Empires, wrote quite the expose. So, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. And what has Donald Trump been talking about primarily is information, like you said, that is clearly public knowledge.
Right. And if you look closely at the phone call that Donald Trump did with Zelensky, who's the president of Ukraine, it's very clear that Zelensky, who is recently elected, in May 2019, he won against Poroshenko, who was the Hillary Clinton candidate and the Biden candidate, Obama's candidate. He was in the faction in Ukraine that derives ultimately from the Nazis in the 1940s and 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically are corrupt. I mean, the Poroshenko government was corrupt. Zelensky ran on cleaning the swamp in Ukraine.
Yes.
And the conversation with Donald Trump, the favor that Donald Trump asked for is not about Joe Biden. That's a complete misquote of the conversation. It's about CrowdStrike, which also, not only here in the United States, mistakenly identified Russia as having stolen the DNC emails from the DNC server. In Ukraine, they did the same kind of a thing. It's a democratically funded firm, CrowdStrike, and they said Russia hacked the artillery pieces of the Ukrainians when they were fighting Russia in the hot war with GPS data so the Russians could knock out the artillery. It just wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
CrowdStrike had to retract that. That's why Trump says, you've got the server in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ukraine doesn't have the DNC server. It's still in the DNC headquarters. Democrats refused to allow Mueller or the FBI to do an independent evaluation of that server. And Trump's saying, well, you've got a server there in Ukraine. Let's go prove the CrowdStrike is fraudulent.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's surprising that that server is even intact after what Hillary Clinton did, right?
If they let Hillary Clinton's little hammers get at it, it wouldn't be intact.
Exactly. Well, the other little bit of surprise for people, a lot of questions being asked about the whistleblower, and you tweeted this out last night, that he was associated. We know he's associated with a 2020 candidate, and surprise, surprise, it's Joe Biden, huh?
Right, and it turns out I think he's going to ultimately, this whistleblower, he or she, is going to end up having had a position in the Obama White House and working with Biden on Ukraine. Biden was point man for the Obama administration with Ukraine. And the thing with this Burisma, which is the natural gas company in Ukraine that Joe Biden's son was working for and part of the board, is not just that he got $50,000 a month, but now it also turns out, now Hunter Biden got that for being on the board.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that this Rosemont Seneca investment firm that Hunter Biden formed with Chris Hines, who's the son-in-law of John Kerry.
Mm-hmm. And Archer was involved with that too, right?
Devin Archer. Devin Archer was also on that forming of that investment company, and Devin Archer was on the board of Burisma together with Hunter Biden. Devin Archer was a roommate of Chris Hines in college or in school, and then so they know each other. That's how he got into this little group. At any rate, it came out yesterday, and one of the members of parliament in Ukraine gave a press conference with evidence that $900,000 was passed from Burisma, their corrupt founder, a guy named Zlob Chesky,
right,
$900,000 to a lobbying firm for Joe Biden to assist in lobbying with Ukraine, to somehow or other get involved with coaching Ukraine or whatever. But now we've got evidence that Joe Biden personally made money with his son on the board.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this while he was vice president, Jerome?
Yes, while he was vice president.
Wow. Wow.
That's now, that came out yesterday. It was on, and I reported on it in my, I'm doing News Decodes daily on CorsiNation.com, and I extensively read from the press release that was Interfax Ukraine, a very reputable news agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so this member of parliament has information that's been turned over to the parliament in Ukraine. Investigations were opened in Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in Ukraine as far back as February 2019. So when the call with President Trump and Zelensky was held, there was no need to say, you know, the call was not about forcing Ukraine to investigate Biden. That was already happening. What the call was, you know, Zelensky asked Donald Trump to send Giuliani because this ambassador, who's supposedly going to testify this morning, this Yovanovitch, Maria Yovanovitch, our U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, was another Obama appointee, and she had been blocking Ukraine from getting to the U.S. Justice Department information about the Biden's corruption. She refused to issue visas for Ukrainians to travel here. The Ukrainians ultimately hired a lawyer in the United States to get this information to the Justice Department. Of course, the Justice Department under Obama was not interested in any of this. And under even Poroshenko in February, as he was going out, this was a surprise victory by Zelensky. Zelensky, it's like Trump. He's not a politician. He's a comic.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Comic.
Well, you know, let's talk about the former ambassador here. I mean, supposedly, even though we understand the state, Mike Pompeo has said, look, we don't want anybody from the state talking to Congress. But it looks like our former ambassador is going to go and meet with Congress. Now, if that's the case, and against you know, the wishes of Pompeo, boy, I mean, that's quite telling in and of itself, right?
Well, yes, you've got quite a few people in the State Department who hate Donald Trump, and in the CIA, and in the Justice Department even today.
Mm-hmm.
And this Yovanovitch, Maria Yovanovitch, who is the ambassador under Obama to Ukraine, is clearly a hate Donald Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
She just can't stand him, and she was vilifying Donald Trump while she was ambassador in Ukraine under Trump and Obama.
Right.
Finally, in May 2019, when Zelensky won the election, surprise victory over Poroshenko, it turned out that that's when Trump called back Yovanovitch from Ukraine and fired her. And I think that was appropriate. If she talks today, it's only because this is clearly a witch hunt. It's a kangaroo court.
Right.
Not being held by rules of due process. And the American people aren't going to accept it.
No, and it's becoming more and more exposed. Jerome, 30 seconds left. What's the next thing to expect here?
I think the next thing is going to be that Trump will continue to expose this fraudulent process. If Nancy Pelosi takes it to the floor, I don't think she'll have the votes. Because a lot of Democrats in red districts who won their seats in 2018 in the midterms are going to lose those seats if the Democrats continue down this path.
Jerome, real quick, 5 seconds, where they go for more information?
CorsiNation.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's officially wildfire season in California, where currently the most troublesome fire is one that exploded overnight in the northernmost section of Los Angeles. L.A. Fire Department Deputy Chief Al Poyer says...
The wind got behind it. It was a wind-driven fire. We added a bunch of resources to it to try and get a hold of it, but obviously the weather and the fuels have allowed it to expand.
Nearly 5,000 acres currently burning, and it's 0% contained, with nearly 2,000 homes affected by evacuation orders. Police in England say a man went on a stabbing spree at a shopping center today, injuring at least 4 people. That suspect's in custody after the attack in Manchester. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. John Zemarek is with us. Yes, the one and only senior editor at The Stream joins us now. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I'm kind of upset about what America's doing in Syria right now.
Boy, you and me both. I mean, what is going on? I mean, we're kind of like leaving the Kurds hanging here, not to mention Syrian Christians.
Yeah, first of all, it's morally horrible. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're letting Turkey invade a neighboring country, Syria, in order explicitly to ethnically cleanse the region. They are saying they're going to drive out the Kurds and Christians, make them all refugees, and bring in reliable Sunni Muslim Islamists who were made refugees for the Syrian civil war, which, by the way, Turkey helped start the Syrian civil war.
Yes.
They're using these the Free Syrian Army, which is part of al-Qaeda. The same people, it's funny, John McCain called them moderate rebels. They weren't. Moderate rebels never really existed in Syria. The only moderate rebels in Syria were the Kurds. They were religiously tolerant. They allow Christian churches. They allow Muslims to convert. There are thousands of Kurds who have become Christians because their government gives them religious freedom. And there are all these Christian churches popping up all across Kurdistan. That's what the Turks want. They want to demolish those churches. They want to have their al-Qaeda mercenaries hunt down the Kurds who became Christians and kill them. They want to kick the Christians and the Yazidis and the anyone who's not an Islamist, who's not aligned aligned with Al-Qaeda, they want to drive them out. Remember, Turkey helped create ISIS in the first place.
Right.
They bought their oil. They let them have safe havens. They gave them weapons and training. And then suddenly, oh, well, they switched horses from ISIS to Al-Qaeda, the people who bombed the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Our NATO so-called ally is going to bring the people who bombed the World Trade Center in to kill Christians and Kurds who helped us fight ISIS. And Trump is defending this by saying he's bringing the troops home. Guess what? Not one of those soldiers is coming home. They're going 10 miles down the road, staying in Syria, but they're basically, we're moving them to make room for a Turkish killing zone.
Right.
Who on earth will ally with the United States in the future if they know they're going to end up like the Kurds and the South Vietnamese?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is Vietnam all over again, isn't it?
This is 1975 Saigon. We leave our people on the roof of the embassy to be shot and put in concentration camps. This is as ignominious a surrender as the Democrat Congress forced on America in 1975 in Vietnam. And the result might be the same kind of massacre that you saw in South Vietnam and in Cambodia.
In the killing fields, yeah.
Yeah, we have like 1,000 guys there. They're special forces volunteers, mm-hmm. and none of them are fighting. They were just there just to stop the Turks from invading and butchering the local population. Meanwhile, Trump's talking about bringing the troops home. He's not talking about getting us out of Afghanistan.
Right.
We're propping up a corrupt government that executes homosexuals and bans Christian missionaries in order to fight the Taliban. We have no dog in that race, but we have guys getting killed every day in Afghanistan. He's not bringing them home. He's not bringing anyone home. What happened was Donald Trump got on the phone with Erdogan, and he got played. He got out-negotiated. His whole team was in on the call, and one of the people who was in on it told the media that Erdogan just ran circles around Trump. Trump blundered into a bad deal, and apparently now he's just too proud to admit he got snookered. And now he's doubling down and committing America to an incredibly stupid policy. Now,
right.
A lot of the people criticizing Trump have their own problems. Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, that's a bizarre couple. Those people, okay, in 2016, during the primaries, they wanted to shoot down Russian planes in order to protect the Syrian rebels, that is Al-Qaeda. Trump and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz were against it. Now, Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham want to shoot down Turkish planes to stop Al-Qaeda, the same people. So I don't understand what the neocon interventionists are up to. I think I'm writing an article column about this today. It seems to me their principle is America should always be shooting down somebody else's planes. That's the only uniting thread I can find between their 2016 policies and their 2019 policies. But these stop clocks happen to be right this time. So thank God for Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio being stop clocks, because they're currently telling the right time. The Kurdish alliance was our best hope for developing a real pro-Western, pro-religious freedom force in the region that doesn't exist anywhere except Israel.
So what happens? What happens now? The Kurdish are chased
right
out. You've got all this devastation that's in the forecast.
The Turks are using their NATO planes to bomb Syrian Christians and our Kurdish allies. There's going to be brutal fighting. The Kurds are going to pull their troops away from guard duty, so ISIS will escape. 60,000 people, mixture of fighters and their families, are going to flood into Iraq, and they're going to start the Iraqi civil war again. The Iraqi government is already on the verge of collapsing because of internal protests. Add ISIS to the mix, you're going to see this is going to restart the Syrian and the Iraqi civil war, all because Trump got played on the phone.
Well, Trump, bit back and fired a warning shot over Erdogan's boat, but his VP says we're not going to deal with any threats from anybody. So, the march is on. They're going to go on with their agenda, full steam ahead, as you said.
You know what's even worse? Erdogan today, according to National Review, in a speech, he threatened the European governments that are criticizing him that if they keep criticizing him, he's going to dump 3.6 million Muslim migrants into the European Union. This is our NATO ally.
Right, yeah.
This is an alliance that's worth having. It's threatening an invasion of European countries and flood them with more Muslims to rape and pillage in the streets of Germany and France as they've been doing.
Exactly.
The rape epidemic across Germany, that was all Syrian migrants. Now 3.6 million of them, that's an invading army.
Yeah.
Our so-called NATO allies threatening to invade Europe if we don't let him invade Syria.
Unbelievable. Where these Muslims, I mean, he's got control. I guess he's going to push them out of Syria and push them into these European countries.
That's right. That's right. And the Kurds who get driven out are not going to be as pro-Western as they are now, because they will be the victims of the West.
Yes.
So you're going to see Kurdish gangs shooting it out with Turkish gangs in the streets of Frankfurt and Marseille and London. Great job, Mr. President.
How many end up here in the United States, John?
I don't think many will. I think they will end up in Europe, further destabilizing and de-Christianizing Europe. This is a big win for one group, radical Islam. Those are the only people who win. ISIS wins, Al-Qaeda wins, Erdogan, who wants to reestablish the Ottoman Empire, he wins, Christians lose, moderate Muslims lose, ultimately Israel loses, Iraqis and Syrians lose, all because of one bad, impulsive decision by the president, who really should take advice from people sometimes.
Well, this is why Mattis left, right?
Mattis and other people. I mean, Pompeo apparently was against this. His whole staff apparently was against this. This was him following his gut. Now, people are spreading conspiracy theories saying Erdogan has blackmail dirt on Trump, or Trump's worried about his hotel in Istanbul. I don't think it's any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a gut decision. And now, I'm from Queens, like Trump. We can be very, very stubborn.
Yeah.
And if we make a decision, however wrong it is, it's our mistake. And damn it, we're going to fight for our mistake rather than back down and admit we were wrong. And if you're a real supporter of the president, you're not going to hand him his car keys when he's just polished up a bottle of Jameson's.
Right.
And that's what's happened here.
Yeah, this is all pretty crazy stuff here. And, you think back even the genesis of all this, John, this goes back to the Obama administration. I mean, we are in areas that we don't even understand. There's so much nuance.
We shouldn't have gotten involved in the first place, but we did. We encouraged the rebellion in Syria, that Arab Spring nonsense that Obama was behind.
Mm-hmm.
We encouraged the overthrow of Assad. And then the neoconservatives demanded that we actually send our troops in to bring al-Qaeda into Damascus and ethnically cleanse another million Christians. Remember, under George W. Bush, three-quarters of Iraqi Christians were driven into refugee status while our troops stood guard and did nothing.
Unbelievable.
Our track record is horrendous in that region.
Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor of The Stream, is with us. He'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it,
Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemera continues with us. The senior editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information that you need to know. John, the Pope is underway with the with bishops and cardinals with this Amazon Synod. And it opened up quite auspiciously. I, as a Catholic, I got to tell you, I was shocked with what was on display.
It opened with a pagan ritual, with a fertility, a naked pregnant fertility goddess that has a pagan name. And they were venerating it, and the Pope was there, and he did not object to it. The German bishops are the ones behind this. They want married priests, they want women priests, they want acceptance of homosexuality, and they're using the small population of hunter-gatherers living in the Amazon rainforest as puppets. They're using them as like Rousseauian primitives and pretending that these people's native pagan religion that they developed in the forest is a legitimate source of divine inspiration, like God talking to Moses on Mount Sinai. They are literally saying that, and Pope Francis is not correcting them. Furthermore, just recently, one of the Pope's best friends, a journalist named Sclafari, who's done six interviews with the Pope. In each case, he came out with something outrageous that the Pope had allegedly said, and the Vatican issued a vague non-denial/denial. The latest one is that Pope Francis apparently believes, according to this journalist, that Jesus was not God during his life on earth, that he completely abandoned his divinity, was just a man, a fallible man, walking around saying things until the resurrection. Now, if that's true, then nothing in the Bible that Jesus said is binding.
Right.
And that's very convenient if you're a corrupt German bishop who wants to be open about his homosexuality.
Right.
That's it's very convenient if you're pro-abortion, if you want to align with George Soros and destroy national borders and implement socialism and globalism and collectivize the global economy under the rubric of climate change, or if you want to ally with communist China, as Pope Francis has. When Pope Francis signed a deal with China, giving China control over the Catholic Church there, this is unprecedented. That's like what happened in Russia and under the Soviet Union when the KGB took over the Russian Orthodox Church. Furthermore, the highest authority in the Vatican, below Pope Francis, is this Bishop Marcello Sorondo. He's in charge of the Vatican's teaching authority on natural sciences and social sciences. So he is the highest authority in the Catholic Church on Catholic social teaching, except for Pope Francis. When he went to China, they flew him around. They gave him wonderful, lavish dim sum dinners. They did the Potemkin Village tour. He came back and said, China is the country that best lives out Catholic social teaching much better than the United States. That is the official position of the Vatican under Pope Francis. Communist China is better than America and better than most of the world at pursuing the common good. So I'm not going to go after Nike. I'm not going to go after the NBA. They are not nearly as servile to Chinese communism as Pope Francis. And as I have an article at stream.org, Pope Francis recently endorsed a vicious attack on evangelical conservative Christians. He said, "It's an honor that Americans are attacking me." He referred to conservative churches as sects that cannot really be defined as Christian. They preach Christ, but their message is not Christian. That's it. Well, by that, he means the pro-life movement. He means Franklin Graham. Mm-hmm. He means Ravi Zacharias. He means James Robinson, the preacher, the television evangelist I work for. He means the people doing the heavy lifting in the trenches, along with Catholics, but increasingly it's evangelicals doing most of the work on pro-life and defending religious liberty. Pope Francis doesn't think they're really Christian. It's a staggering, appalling scandal, and I just don't know what to think as a Catholic. I tell you, I just today was Googling the location of the nearest Antiochian Orthodox Church because they have the sacraments, and they don't have a pantheist pope who denies the divinity of Christ.
We're in the book of Isaiah here, John. You know, people, it says, whoa, you know, for those that see evil and call it good and good evil. I mean, and to think that it is the Catholic Church that is complicit with all this, the Pope, you know, and these reports are very disturbing, you know, for Catholics. And this could end up dividing the church even more so at a time when it looked like there was some prospect of it coming together. But
although
this Pope
this is blowing the church apart.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote 9 Catholic books. I've been an evangelical apostolic Catholic my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly couldn't try to convince somebody to become a Catholic now. What would I tell them? Abandon the chaos of individual interpretation of the Bible that you Protestants have. Come join our hierarchical church and help us defend our previous authorities and what they taught against our current authorities and what they're teaching now. Come on in.
Mm.
What do you tell people? I have nothing to say.
Yeah, no, this is incredible because there's not even any plausible deniability here, John.
No, Pope Francis is behind this neo-pagan hijacking of the Catholic Church, and far too many bishops who consider themselves doctrinal conservatives are just blandly, blindly being quiet about it because they're saying, oh, I have to be loyal to the Pope. Guess what? The church was not founded by the Pope. It was founded by Christ.
Amen.
The head of the church is not the Pope. It is Christ. Mm-hmm. The Pope is a vicar. He's like the CEO of a company. He doesn't own it. He doesn't get to blow it up. He doesn't get to change its mission statement. He doesn't get to destroy it. That's when you rebel against him in whatever way you can, and you try to bring him down. Pope Francis should be pressured to resign. He is unfit for his office. The crowds who show up at St. Peter's should be waving Chinese communist flags because that's his ideology.
Soon and very soon here, John, because of the ideology he's promoting there. I mean, you know, what's going to happen is reasonable and fair-minded Catholics are going to step away and the spots will be filled by these communist Chinese.
The whole thing will just collapse and implode like the Episcopal Church, like the Presbyterian Church USA, like the Liberal Methodist, like the Church of Christ. If any church that becomes a mainline liberal post-Protestant, it dies. It becomes a real estate holding operation.
Well, those are the numbers, John. Those are the numbers that are coming out. I mean,
the only thing that's keeping the Catholic Church from shrinking fast in America is mass immigration from Latin America. So they're just stealing sheep. We're stealing Catholics from Guatemala and Honduras, where they have better bishops, and sticking them in the pews for a few years until they see, well, this gay priest is teaching communism. I'm going to go to the evangelical church down the road.
John, this is something's got to come to a head here. I mean, it is on all measures. I mean, politics, faith, entertainment. I mean, our entire culture is so corrupt right now. Something has got to give here, John. We cannot continue at this
pace. I would not have thought. If you told me 5 years ago, I would be hoping that the former host of Celebrity Apprentice would protect America from the evil ideas of the Pope. I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Right. No, you're right.
I've got a book about this your listeners might like, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism.
Yes.
And it tries to explain some of this and separate the wheat from the chaff and the politically correct lies that are coming out of the Vatican from the actual historic teachings of the church, and that a lot of people have found that helpful.
Well, John, you may have to do an addendum. You and Al come together and do an addendum on it because we're due, because who would have thought? I mean, what was it? The book was released a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the book I did with Al Perota, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. Oh, I thought you did one. Maybe I'm mixing the two. Forgive me. I thought you did The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism with him, but no, that was you. Right?
No, he's an evangelical. So,
all right, okay. Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, we can...
No, but I'm just saying, you probably wouldn't have presumed to write a book about Catholicism. But we worked together on the immigration book, and I hope people check that book out, too, and especially check out stream.org.
And
I write 5 days a week.
Exactly. And I understand, you know, how upset people can be, John, over this. I mean, the Pope has been sacrosanct, you know, I mean, as a tradition for Catholics. And here we are, we're looking at this and going, wait a minute, something is real wrong here. I mean, this is almost as bad, I got to think, in part, like it was with Martin Luther, going, what is going on with what's happening with our church?
We've had corrupt popes. We've had adulterous popes. We've had popes who, in their private conversation, sounded like pagans and atheists, and I think we've got one now. He may be the worst pope ever, but there have been a lot of bad popes before him, and people need to get over the almost deification that Catholics were tempted to do when they had good, exciting, charismatic popes like Pius XII and John Paul II, who were obviously holy and wise and intelligent men. What we have here is a not very bright sociopath who flirts with communism. Mm-hmm. And we basically, our attitude should be to ignore him completely because he's exceeding his authority. So it's as if the if a school teacher announced to the class that she's going to overthrow the U.S. government and they are now her guerrilla army, they should just ignore her and report her and flout her authority. We should be resisting this pope by any means, and especially protecting America from his evil politics of open borders and globalist control over our economy.
John, we've only got about a minute left. I mean, is this all based on his Jesuit background?
There's a great book, The Dictator Pope, by a Catholic historian, and he traces it back. Francis was a Machiavellian, power-hungry, backstabbing sociopath going way back. In fact, the Father General of the Jesuits, who was a liberal himself, reportedly told John Paul II that Jorge Bergoglio was a sociopath, mentally ill, without any moral conscience, just hungry for power and totally without empathy or compassion. I was the English language editor of his first book in English, published after he was elected pope. And I couldn't tell his politics, but I could tell this is a nasty piece of work. This is a nasty person.
It's why we got to pray. John Zemerick, senior editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.